like father, like son, passing the healthcare torch in the Jaguar family. We always gave them a choice, Jesus said. We encouraged them to pursue their goals and dreams, and thankfully, this is the path all four of them chose because it's a beautiful field. We feel blessed to see them build careers in healthcare, where they can help others and give back to the community. As part of STC's first OTA graduating class in 1999, Jesus takes pride in helping lay the foundation for a program that would shape not only his career, but his family's future. Originally from Monterrey, Mexico and raised in McAllen, Rodriguez discovered the college's newly established OTA program after graduating high school and serving in the National Guard. Newly married and beginning to raise a family, he applied during the program's final weeks of enrollment in 1997, becoming part of its inaugural cohort. We went in not knowing if we were going to be accredited, Jesus said. I remember thinking, man, am I doing the right thing? But I knew I liked what I was studying and wanted to build something better for my family. I had a wife, a young family and bills to pay, so I had to find a way to study, buy milk, buy diapers and still provide for them. Rodriguez would go on to build a career in occupational therapy across multiple healthcare settings, including outpatient rehabilitation, pediatrics and acute care, later earning his occupational therapy degree from Texas Woman's University in 2012. I love what I do, Jesus said. To know that I've been able to help people through some of their hardest moments has made it all worth it. Inspired by Jesus' experience, his wife also graduated from STC's OTA program in 2005, beginning a shared career in therapy that would eventually influence all four of their children to pursue healthcare careers through STC. The Rodriguez family's healthcare journey continued with their oldest daughter, who graduated from STC's vocational nursing program in 2019 before earning her registered nursing credential in 2020. Shortly after, their oldest son followed a similar path, completing STC's vocational nursing program before continuing his education. Helping people has always been part of who we are, Angel said. Growing up around healthcare, I saw the impact my parents had, and I wanted to be part of that too. For Angel, however, the path looked a little different. Originally planning to pursue a career in welding after graduating high school in 2022, his plans shifted after working as a rehab technician, an experience that sparked a passion for physical therapy. PT is always moving, helping patients walk again, teaching them how to move and regain their independence, Angel said. Even as a rehab tech, I would get thanked by patients and think how much more meaningful it would feel to be the one helping them through recovery. This spring, Angel graduated from STC's PTA program and plans to continue his education to ultimately become a physical therapist. He hopes to work in acute care, helping critically ill patients regain strength and mobility during some of their most challenging moments. A lot of people are intimidated by those patients because of how critical their condition can be, Angel said. But I like the challenge of helping them recover and figuring out how to get them moving again. I'm excited to start working and helping patients through some of their toughest moments. For Jesus, watching Angel graduate from a therapy program of his own brought the family's journey full circle. With their youngest son now preparing to apply for the same program, the Rodriguez family's legacy in healthcare continues to grow. Though his time as a student ended decades ago, Rodriguez remains closely connected to STC as a member of the OTA program's advisory board, helping support the program that launched his career while guiding future generations of professionals. If all goes well, we'll have two occupational therapy professionals, two nurses and two physical therapist assistants in the family, all through STC, Jesus said. STC has changed the lives of families here in the Rio Grande Valley, just like it changed mine. I'm proud to still be part of a community that continues making a difference. Information source, STC.